Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. You have found your way to Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles on 12radio.com. I am joined here with my partner, Alan Garibian. Good evening. How are you doing?
Hi. Good evening, everybody.
Well, we like to come here every Wednesday night to bring some joy to your life, to bring some inspiration, to maybe even turn that frown upside down. I don't even mean to be that silly, but I'm just coming up with some ways in the moment to encompass and encapsulate what we're doing here. And tonight, we're going to be talking about relationships and specifically monogamy or open relationships. So we're going to get right into the conversation. But before we do that, I want to let you all know where you can join us in the chat. You can go over to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button when you get there. It's on the left-hand side of the screen. It does open up a brand new window. It takes you to Facebook. It takes you to a private Facebook group called 12radio. Send over an invitation if this is your first time. I will make sure that we get you approved while we're live on the air. You will see our banner at the top of the page. Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. You'll see Alan and I's picture, and you will see comments. In the comment section is where you can come join the conversation. So with that, monogamy or open relationships. Dun dun dun!
Well, before we even start talking about that, we are just talking about our own perspective, and it's got to be our own opinions about things. There is no judgment. Because in every relationship, everybody works it differently. It makes them happy for different reasons, different ways, and good for them. But we have our own idea what a serious or a so-called serious long-term relationship is. And everybody has a different value, I think, in their relationships. And or so quote-unquote rules that they have in the relationship. So I've seen people that are in open relationships that are very happy. They said it works for them. And to me, I guess I'm an old school one that I believe in monogamy. And I mean, life is hard enough to deal with one person. Imagine you're dealing with several other people.
I don't know how people do it.
So, but good for them. I mean, like, yeah, I think that's what it is. So we are going to discuss that. So monogamy, meaning just one-on-one relationship, nobody else in that relationship. You don't share the place or the bed with anybody. Or open relationship, which a couple, they decide to open up their relationship to new potential people that they're attracted to, and it can be sexual, it can be a triple, whatever,
a throuple.
So yeah, so let's go get started.
So I first want to preface with noticing that in the gay community specifically, just where I was looking for dates, I was noticing more and more people, like the trend was going towards open relationships, and I started to just think it was like a new gay thing. But then I started talking to my straight friends and hearing from different clients and realizing that it's not just a gay thing, that it's also a trending thing in the straight world. And so we thought it would be a great thing to talk about because, as Alan said, we are monogamous in our relationship. And it's important to us for us to be able to be committed to one another and to feel like we can trust and rely on one another. And so part of that for us is committing that we'll be just with each other. For some people, though, that sort of foundation, that sort of relationship just isn't what they're looking for.
I think I'm talking to some of my friends that are in open relationships, and I love them dearly. I think the way they look at it is, I asked them, they said, well, there is so much trust because we agreed on certain things, certain ways, certain rules, rules can be, for example, don't bring the person to the house, or you see them one time, or whatever it is.
Or we only play together.
Yes. So when you have that, he was like, okay, we have so much trust in it and we have so much freedom that we are not suppressed or holding any desires, anything back. Kind of like when you go on a food diet, they're like, eat everything in moderation. And so you don't miss the sweets or the fatty food and stuff. So you can do that in moderation and you're fine. But to me, in a relationship, when you open it up, so basically, let me backtrack it. When we are in a relationship, our most vulnerable and sacred time together is, very vulnerable time is when you are bare, you're naked. You're naked, you're nude. And that's for your partner and you're enjoying your intimate time. I'm not just talking sexual and having sex or intercourse, but that sex, that nakedness, that vulnerable time of yours with him. So now I'm trying to understand this. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. If you are having intimate time, sexual experiences with different partners, and you come home, what makes that partner of yours that you are with that special? As much as we all get tempted, we all see people, beautiful people, we look at them. Do we have all fantasies? Of course we all have fantasies. But the part that you commit to your relationship and you basically go on a... instead of a food frenzy, you go on a diet to be healthy. It takes work.
It does. Well, and what I feel like provides is it gives us the space to go deeper with each other instead of spreading our emotions or our feelings like across multiple people. We're directing our feelings and emotions just at one another. And so I feel like over time, that really just allows us to go deeper and deeper with each other in our connection. But I don't know if this is true, if we wouldn't be as connected if we were in an open relationship or not, because we're not even entertaining that. But at the same time, it's hard for me to believe that we would be closer if we were opening a relationship.
I think when you are, we are all humans and we can be in different levels. We can be possessive and there is jealousy. I mean, come on, if you want to tell me that you don't get jealous or you don't become possessive, it's your partner, come on, seriously. So part of that, if your partner is with someone else, so if you have an open relationship and then this person goes out, is with someone else, comes home and you're home, let's say, in the kitchen doing dishes, and this person comes in and greets the partner and tells him about the day, and which they agree that they're being honest, so he shares his experience with the other person to the partner, and then when they go to bed, they're like, okay honey, I'm glad you had fun, I wish you a good night. Really? Like, it doesn't bother you? And I mean, I can't comprehend that. Again, I'm not judging whoever is doing it. It is not my business. We are just talking about it from my... Maybe I learned something tonight. I don't know.
Agreed. Well, and I feel Alan and I are both very empathic. We're both feelers. And I know many of you that are listening are also that way. And it makes me think in this moment, like, is it a empath thing? You know, being so deep of a feeler and wanting to have that deep connection with our partner. Can we be open? Like, is that possible? And what I'm feeling and thinking in this moment as I, you know, kind of pose this question to the group and ask my own intuition is I feel like if you are in an open relationship, it kind of just depends on what you want. Like, we all want different things, and it's about being honest about what we want. For Alan and I, the monogamy piece is important, and we both value it. But for some people, open relationships... that's what's important. Freedom, not, you know, feeling like they only have one other person is important to them.
So I have a little funny story to tell about that. So before I met Jay, so I went on a date with this guy one time, and we talked about this. We are like, oh, monogamy or open relationship. And I mentioned that I said, well, I'm on a date, and the goal is to meet someone, to be monogamous, to have such a deep connection that that person is enough. And I'm not talking just sexually, in many, many different ways. That person is enough and is perfect, and that's good enough. I mean, the perfect, I'm using it loosely. None of us are perfect. Anyway, so his response to that was, well, we are guys. We are going to eventually mess up, and we are going to sleep with other people. I was like, oh, my God, we are on a date, and you're planning to cheat on me already. So, and a lot of some guys that I talk to, really, monogamy is not reality for to them. They're like, oh, we are men, especially in gay relationship I'm talking about. Oh, we are men, we have desires, we have urges, we have fancy, we want to do this, So how about women? I mean, women are people, they have urges, they have desires, and a lot of men are, I think, more in open relationships than women are. So what about them? If a woman would go and date another man and sleep with another man, how would that partner, the male partner, feel about this?
So with that, we pose that question out to the community of listeners, those of you that are joining us live. This is your opportunity to put your join the conversation and put in the comments. Are you in an open relationship? Do you have experience with an open relationship? We would love for you to
yes, please, yeah, like, give us your
share, yeah, give your experience, and we'd love to hear how it's valuable to you. Like, we would like to hear that piece, and also we would like you to join the conversation, just in your thoughts and what you think about what we're talking about. I know I have never been in a third person relationship, like a throuple where it's a relationship, but I have.
No, I'm just kidding.
But I have been the third in a couple of different times. But I was the third to the two people that had the open relationship. And even at that time, because this was back in my 20s when I was more an experimenter, an adventurer in that way, I thought it was cool what they had. And in the one couple that I'm thinking of, they had specific rules, and they both trusted each other with those rules, and it gave them both a way to keep their sexual life exciting for the two of them. That's how they, one of the ways they chose to do it. And I was happy to be the third so I could have the experience. But I know, even at the time, I knew I wouldn't want to have that in my relationship. I, even back then, knew I wanted monogamy. And even though it's taken me a long time to find a man that has the same values and that I want to be monogamous with, and here he is.
Yeah, thank you. No, I dated people that they said, oh, I'm on an open relationship. And like you said, back then, I wanted a relationship, and let's see how it goes. Maybe he will like me more than the other person. I don't know. I was like not as grown up or mature. I was daydreaming. I was fantasizing that I would be the one. We will ride into the sunset together and all that. However, open relationship can be very complicated for some people, especially people that are emotionally attached to the person. And for the favor of their partner, not to lose them, they agree to it. And one person always gets hurt. And somebody, I don't know who I give the credit to, somebody said this: when you bring another person into your relationship, remember, you always bring your replacement. So one day, your partner will click with one of these guys or woman or whoever it is really deeply, and it can mess up your relationship. You're taking a chance. It's a Russian roulette. And I think the life nowadays, as much as we know through the social media and everything else, and it is a little bit stressful than what it used to be, and it is It can be complicated. I don't want to say life is hard. Life is life. I mean, you make out of it whatever you want to make out of it. But do we really need to be in a relationship and then have fun? Again, I say it loosely, have fun on the side. Because what is that relationship to us? Is that like a spare tire on the side, as a safety net? I am in a relationship, but I want to have fun too. And what is it? I mean, how do you look at it?
I'm sorry, I got a little distracted because I see some comments, and one of the comments is really funny from Raven, but true, but it just struck me as funny. She says, "Women who don't want to cheat invest in a quality vibrator." LOL.
Well, God bless you, Raven. That is awesome. Yes, absolutely. I mean, honestly, absolutely. Because again, there is more to the relationship than sex. And even sex, there is, if you want to explore something, you want to experience something, talk to your partner. I mean, have it really, honestly, it's nothing shameful. Have an open dialogue. You want to be DSM, you want a leather, you want to be a trampoline in your bedroom or a trapeze, you want to hang from the walls, or you want to have a basic, low key, quickie. Just have a question. The worst case scenario is he's gonna or she's gonna say no. That's it. And that shouldn't be a deal breaker if the person brings so many great qualities to the table.
Well, and I feel like what you just said to piggyback on that, it's a continuing conversation. It's something that I think in any relationship we have to be able to have these conversations with our partner to be able to be really clear as clear and authentic as we can be, because I feel like if we can do that, we can be safe to be in an open relationship. We can be safe to have monogamy, and we can have it how we want it within the partnership. And I think that sometimes we forget, because we have TV and movies, and we have all the different relationships with people that we care about going on around us. And sometimes we can feel like we're either in competition or we gotta force ourselves to fit into another couples, what's important to them. And it's important to remember, as the adults that are in the relationship, it gets to be the adults in the relationship who get to determine what that relationship's going to be about, what's important, and what's going to be the focus, and so forth.
So, okay, so before you got this distracted, my question was, and you out there, whoever has an answer, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious. So when people go into open relationship, they have a partner, they live with together or not, but they are in a relationship, and then they agree, both of them agree to be in an open relationship. What is that relationship between mean? Does it say like, oh, they are in a relationship, they can spend time together, they're not alone, they can go places together, share experiences, and also have sex with other people. So is that a safety net? Or is it really so much trust and love that they let each other be free? That's really a.
That is a tricky question, because honestly, there's what people would be telling themselves on the surface, as well as what may be going on underneath the surface that's unaddressed. Because I think it can be both. I don't think it's either or. I think it depends on the couple, and I think it depends on how conscious the couple is. That's where, really being good with clear boundaries and actually meaning what you say. And if there are going to be rules and everyone's following the rules, then, for example, the other partner can't, get mad, because if what are you getting mad about, kind of a thing. So it's being able to really be clear with what you really mean and what the rules really are, because in that case I just mentioned, I'm pulling this example out of thin air, but in that case, I would feel that if that person had trouble, even if the other partner was following the rules, then there's got to be some unspoken something under the surface.
Or it's also, like we talked before, it's a people pleasing, like pleasing the partner. Oh, he wants it. And if I say no, what if he I'm going to lose him? But again, that part of it, if you are really pleasing it, you don't want to do this, you're compromising your well-being, your mental state, and your happiness. So I think it's totally okay if a couple agrees to be in an open relationship. Again, I have friends that are, I totally respect that. Please understand, no disrespect, no judgment. It's just an open conversation. And for me, I couldn't do it. I personally couldn't do it. Or I can't do it now. I don't know. I'm right now talking about me.
Same. Well, I'm in that same boat. Because for me, it comes down to I don't want to have to connect to multiple people. It's there if, you know, to really connect on multiple levels and keep that connection strong, I have to put my focus, my attention to just one person. It would, for me, I'd be spreading myself too thin, and I already can overthink and overworry and overconsider. And I feel like if I added another person, it would just exponentially cause more of that that I already am working to minimize.
Yeah, plus, especially in our relationship, that's what I think sometimes. I'm like, okay, so if it's an open relationship, but a lot of times these relationships that are open, they're not necessarily a commitment relationship. The couple are committed, but it's just, let's call it, it's just sex. Mm. They go out there, they have their fun or whatever they do, and they come back home. But they're not committed to the other person. It's just sex. But what if that one sex, one time sex with that stranger, this one partner and the stranger really click?
Like you said, then you risk that whole idea of a, in a threesome or more, there's going to be power dynamics in the relationship, and there's going to be different ways that the partners could team up. And like the sort of original partners versus like who might be coming in as like a guest. And yeah, it could rock that boat
and
for sure.
And also, I always wonder that, are you really comfortable? Is anybody comfortable that knowing my partner can be out there doing whatever and I'm home? Or vice versa, you know? I mean, I think, like, I spoke to one time to this gentleman. He was in his mid to late 50s. And there he was in a very long-term, over 2 decades of relationship. And they had an open relationship. And I asked them, can you explain it to me, what it means and what is that? He goes, I love him very much, and I would not want to hold him back from anything. And he feels the same way about me. We love each other. We are committed to each other. We are just having an open relationship. We are having fun outside our relationship. Then, again, it's me. I feel, if, why can't we have fun? I know variety can be exciting and suspenseful and all that. But to me, the reward is, no matter where I am, I know I can trust this person. And that is basically stability to me.
Right. And I feel like you can't put a price on that. So I want to say hello to everyone that's joining us in the chat. Renee says, hello, Jay and Alan. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for joining us this evening. And Charlene says, excited to listen to your thoughts. And we're excited to share them. And we're curious about your thoughts. Like, what do you think? What's your opinion? Monogamy? Not even just your opinion. What's your way? How do you do it in your relationships? Monogamy? Or do you open it up? And we are talking a no judgment talk here. Obviously, we have our preferences, but we also are very understanding and know that everybody comes at relationships differently. Everybody needs something differently out of their relationships, and that's why there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Absolutely. And people that I met and I talked from, coworkers, friends, dates that I talked to them, I noticed that I knew this couple, that straight couple, and they had a woman joining their marriage, and it was three of them. But you could see this person was very, like, constantly on the phone or upset, or she was venting to me, we were talking. And I asked, I said, so what are you getting out of this? I mean, besides the fun and the sex, which is whatever, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever it is. But the rest of the day, it seems like it bothers you. She goes, well, it's an issue that I need to work on it. Why do you have to work on anything? It's like, what are you trying to do? I felt. And I told her, are you working on what? To grow to what?
Well, what did she share, what was bothering her?
Well, yeah, because her husband was out with this woman, and sometimes the two girls were out, or sometimes all three of them were out. But she had this deep connection, obviously, to the husband, and she was bothered. I'm like, yeah, that's fear of abandonment, because what if he leaves you for this girl?
Totally.
And that is something that it comes up in the open relationships. You have to have a very open, honest conversation. But, again, you're taking a chance. It is not a business deal. It's not a written contract. It's nothing. It's just a verbal agreement. And all you want to hope for is the person respects your agreements and he's honest and you will trust, and vice versa. Anything outside that, it is a chance you're taking. And if you're okay, if the relationship doesn't work, and some people are like, oh, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Well, I mean, you have to work on it. I don't know if it's meant to be or meant to be.
Yeah, we get to decide in what that is in a lot of ways. I mean, I hear that talk sort of in the spiritual community a lot, of just that whole idea of just whatever happens, happens. And on one hand, that's true. We can't control every little bit of what's happening. But I also feel like that's sort of a cop-out, because if we have goals and we have things that we want to attain, then there's usually some way that we can break it down, make a plan, and then there's like some form of action. It doesn't need to be, you know, you don't need to kill yourself, but there usually is some form of action that's required, not just sitting back.
Yeah. And then also, like, one of my friends has been in open for over 10 years. They've been open, or 7 years, they've been open. It works for them wonderfully. He's very happy. The partner seems very happy. And they do their alone time together, travel and everything. And that's wonderful. But, I mean, I'm not trying to minimize any size by all means. But, now let's turn to monogamy. So, when you're in a monogamous relationship, there is, of course, your intimacy and your commitment. And besides that, I think there is so much more that you talk during the day, you make plans, you do things together, if you're connecting really well, and all that. And then, yes, the intimate time is also very important. And if you, I don't know, again, if you want to experience things and come out of your comfort zone, you can always talk to the partner and do it.
As Raven says, ooh, a trampoline is an interesting suggestion.
Yes, but make sure, Raven, that you wear a helmet, because you might get too excited, jump very high. No, it's all good. It's all fun. Whatever rocks your world, I would say, especially in a sexual part of the relationship, I always say everything goes as long as they both consent to it. Anything you guys want to do, there is no limits. There is no judgment in the bedroom for a couple, I think, or trouble, as long as everybody's on the same page.
Totally. And I think that's the exciting thing about being an adult, is we get to create these experiences for ourselves. And we do really get to create it how we want it. We can have role play. We can do something that's, you know, exciting for one partner. And we can have it be something that we offer up as...
Listen, I had been in my past. I've been more exploring, and I was more curious than I think Jay was. But you try it. You talk about it. You don't like it. You don't do it. As simple as that. And the conversations and the deep connection that two people have, and in any relationship, it can be a romantic, friends, any kind of a relationship. As long as if something bothers you, no matter how big or how small, you bring it up. If as long as you don't minimize it, like your partner doesn't minimize your concern, or you don't minimize your partner's concern, it is a safe space to talk. You're not worried that you will be ridiculed or gaslighted or minimized. Oh, please, you're starting the drama. Oh, my God, you bring that up again, and all that kind of conversation. And then you have an open field. You can talk about anything you want, whenever you want, however you want. And that is your safe space. And once you have that, then in a relationship, monogamy, open, triple, whatever, sister wives, goat, cats, donkeys, whatever you have, it should work. I think the communication, as cliche as it sounds, communication, open, honest communication is the key. You don't like something, say it. If the person will leave you for that, then so be it. It wasn't meant to be.
Agreed. I mean, it's a risk we have to take sometimes, getting to know our partners, those that were especially just starting to date. And it can be scary to be honest and authentic and real. But the truth is the only way to find out if there's a real match, a real partnership, something that, you know, is going to go the distance, is to be as authentic and real as you can be. And that doesn't mean that you have to tell everybody every single thing you've experienced up to that point, because eventually stuff will come out. What I mean by that, though, is being truthful and honest about how you feel. And like, if you feel something come up, be willing to talk to your partner about that. And like Alan said, it's something that if that partner doesn't hold that space for you, isn't willing to have that conversation with you, then that's feedback letting you know that maybe this isn't the right partner for you.
And also, sometimes I feel like when we are in a relationship and there's a glitch and you're like, oh my God, did I say the wrong thing? How does he feel? Which is very considerate to see how the person feels. But when you feel that you're always the one who's compromising, I think instead of worrying what he feels or what he thinks or what she thinks, is look in yourself, what do I feel about this? What do I get out of this? Why can't I bring it up? Why am I worried that why will he be upset? Okay, so if he's gonna be upset about some of my concerns, then is this the right person? Because I am avoiding all these issues that I cannot bring it up or talk about it. Not necessarily issues, but anything. Like, I don't know, I don't like my coffee with the cream. Can you please not put cream in it? Oh, I don't want to feel like, oh, I'm not grateful. No, just say it. Like, even small tickets, just share it. And then the big tickets are more important. Sit down and have a discussion and come to an agreement and an understanding where you're standing, because at the end of the day, it is your time. It is your life. Nobody's living it. You don't owe anybody really anything, but as long as you're kind, understanding, compassionate, I think, rest of it, just be honest. And instead of evaluating the other person and giving them always the benefit of the doubt, evaluate your needs and wants, and evaluate after that your both relationships, right? Like, okay, so I'm fine, I need this, this is what I bring to the table. is this working for me or not? Then talk to your partner. Maybe he can bring, like, raise the bar and come in and give you more. But if it's not working out, and then you have to reconsider probably, because I don't know, Yane, but I don't remember this, where I heard. Inconsistency is a big form of disrespect and manipulation. If I'm gonna be like, oh, I'll do this for you, yes, for sure, then I don't, and then every time you get upset and I do it, then basically it's a manipulation. I'm shutting you down. So consistent partner, conversations, commitments, stability, those are very important thing. And absolutely. Very important thing. And actually, a wonderful friend of mine said this one time when I was single. I said, I want to date someone that is nice and not a liar or abuser or really on a drug and any of that. I just want a normal person. And she looked at me and she goes, wow, you have a very low bar. Your bar is really low. That is not a condition. That's given in a relationship. Raise your bar high. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. And, you know, so basically a good person, and then you talk and see if it's a match or not.
Yes, yeah, so, and it's the kind of thing that, give it some time. This is where the dating process comes in. I see a lot of people rush through that in, you know, just in the work that I do. And it's easy when there is a connection, especially a hot connection. And it's hot and heavy, so to speak. We can want to just get together, make it happen. It's like, all right, we've decided. The only thing, though, is the day-to-day life in a relationship versus the romantic, sexual part, the more exciting part, are different pieces, and they come together, but at the same time, it depends on like how the partnership makes that happen. And a lot of times we can get focused on the sex, the connection, the excitement, and we can not be paying attention to the smaller things like, you know, do they keep a clean house? Are they organized? Do they like to eat similar foods that you like to eat? Because not that it's a deal breaker if that isn't the case, but let's say, you know, if I was like a super messy and disorganized and Alan was like super clean and has like a place for every single thing, we're going to have issues when we're in each other's spaces because they're just different. They're very different. Again, not impossible, but just they are challenges that we have to look at and be willing to look at like all of them on the scale of, okay, I can deal with this, or this is a deal breaker. And everybody has a different breaking point.
So that is just a small aspect in a relationship. And it's so true, though. Mm-hmm. It's very true. Now or to our original subject. Imagine you have so many things to consider, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're bringing another person in.
Right.
I don't know how people do that. God bless them. I mean, I don't know how they do that. I can't even picture it in a relationship with two people in it. Nevertheless, oh my God. I mean, I couldn't do it. Again, so I don't know if it's a modern, it's always been around probably. It's been there for years and a lot of people are really enjoying it. Some people have very long marriages, open marriages, and it works for them and good for them. But again, just a reminder, it's just an opinion from our side. It's our perspective. We are just having fun and talking about the subject. Nobody's judged. And whatever works for you, please, I always say whatever works for you, don't break it. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Enjoy your own life. It's your life to live and nobody else's. And yes, people come around, family, friends, they might look at you sideways or judge. That's their business and that's their problem. What people think is none of our business.
So Raven has a couple comments here. And one of them is a question. She says, you raise such a good point. Why are we so afraid to talk about sex with our partner? Well, the first thing is we're afraid to be rejected. We're afraid to be hurt. If, let's say, we put ourselves out there and we get rejected, that can be very hurtful. And that can be scary because we can, without even trying, take it very personally when it comes down to sex, because that's where,
it's
very
space.
Vulnerable, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we are embarrassed to talk about it because we feel like we're going to get judged. Oh, what a freak. Oh, my God. They might go to their friends. Oh, my God, I was dating this person. She wanted to be on a trampoline while we were having sex. And that's fine. But at least you said it. And the person said no. What if the person gets all excited? Oh, my God, I would love to do this. So we don't know until we ask. If they freak out and they leave, let them, because then you're holding yourself back. Again, evaluate your needs and wants and your enjoyment. And if this person is living, let them. But if he's there and just generally says, that's not my cup of tea, that's absolutely okay. And that's very respectful and wonderful. And then don't do it and compromise on something else. Work on something else. So I think when it comes to sex conversation, we are holding ourselves back. Well, I don't know if I'm holding that much back, but we are holding ourselves back. And I think Jay is more shy than I am when it comes to the conversation, but he's very much open and he shares and he talks. But I think it is important. It's very important.
Well, because if we allow there to be too many assumptions, that's another way we can get hurt.
Mm.
Or if we have too many expectations that aren't really talked about, but we're just
assuming
that they're there, or that the other person knows, or they're going to be conscientious of, that may not be true. Like, they just, and it might not be personal, or like that they're a bad, that they're unconscious or anything like that. It's just from a personality standpoint, they just might not have the inclination to think about that way until you bring it to their attention. And so the great thing about that is when you're able to share and have the dialogue, and it can bring you closer together. It's either going to bring you closer together or push you further apart. And like Alan says, if it pushes you further apart or pushes the person away, let them go, because it's the universal supporting mechanism that allows you to either get closer when you're sharing authentically and really getting closer based on that connection and that conversation and that communication, or if the person freaks out or isn't able to handle it or is immature or isn't even available for the conversation.
Then why do you want that person?
Right.
And also then when you bring it up and you talk about it, you will feel so liberated and strong, and you will be so proud of yourself. Oh my God, did I just say that? Did I just brought it up comfortably? Yes. And especially if there is any sexual encounters before you want to challenge your partner or bring a subject up to try new stuff. I always say this. Listen, think about this. Your partner has seen you naked in every way already. So if I'm bringing something up, there is nothing left. You are already been vulnerable. You've been open with the partner. You've been naked in front of him. He knows how you look like and what it is. All you need to do is tell them what you would like to try, if he's open to that. And you can also tell them, you know what, don't answer me right now. Just think about it, and later on you can tell me a yes or a no. That would be your safe space. You don't have to feel awkward and uncomfortable by an answer. He doesn't have to be put in the spot and freak out and just be, oh my God, oh, I never done that. Just say, you know what, don't answer. Just wait. Whenever you're comfortable, a yes or a no is my answer. And I respect that. How about that?
I love that. No, and it's good, because we all process things at a different pace. Like Alan can switch gears very quickly, and I take a little bit of time, especially if I'm in a certain kind of an emotional space. My emotions don't always change that fast, so It just takes me more time. And so that doesn't have to be a problem or an issue, but it is something that has to be communicated. Because if I, let's say, didn't communicate that or talk about that with Alan, he might think that there's something strange going on or some kind of manipulation going on, where that isn't the case.
But given him saying that, so when he gets a little quiet, or I can read you when you are quiet, and I'm like, oh, yeah. What's going on? Nothing? No, there is something up. No, nothing? I'm like, come on, tell me, what is it? And then he laughs and he says it. So basically, but he knows no matter what it is, how big or small, I'm willing to listen to it. Yeah, so have fun. Sex is beautiful no matter how old, in what age.
Well, and Raven's other comment goes along with what you were just saying. And she says it's actually really simple. Treat your romantic relationship partner the way you want to be treated. Everyone needs to feel heard, valued, respected, and loved. Yes?
Absolutely. Thank you, Raven, for that. Absolutely. Very true.
And honestly, that was one of the biggest things that I had to come to terms with myself personally, was I had a laundry list of things that I wanted from my partner. And then I had to really take a good hard look of what exactly was I going to be bringing to my partner? What was going to be on his laundry list that I was going to be bringing to be for him? And so my point to that was I had to get real with what were my expectations, and I had to come to terms with the programming of, you know, my Disney prince coming to rescue me.
It was definitely not being in an open relationship, right?
No.
Yeah. That's where it was, like, the first time when we talked, and I don't want to sound like a prune, like, oh my God, we are so good, and we're so little house on the prairie. Oh my God. Before I met Jay, I have to say this, I had an amazing run, and I'm not missing anything. I mean, we all been there, done that. But it was funny because when we sat down and talked, and I'm like, yeah, I want the monogamy. She goes, oh my God, me too. And so I'm like, okay, let's talk.
Well, it was a risk for me to ask Alan out, because when we got together, we told this story already, it was meant to be a hookup. And when I got to know Alan, I realized I really liked him and I wanted to see him. And I knew that if we got together and hooked up, that probably was not going to happen beyond that night. And it was a risk, but he was on board. And it was also a risk to be hold off on sex right away, as a way to get to know each other and develop our intimacy beyond sex.
Yeah, when he's like, yeah, can we wait? I want to know you better. Oh, my God, he made me feel like a lady.
So Raven says, I can't multitask for shit. So
imagine you're juggling two men at the same time.
Exactly. So the multi-partner would end in a certain disaster, LOL.
I think I would have called the wrong name in the wrong time.
Seriously, that would be my issue. I'd be like, who's in front of me again? Oh, shit. Renee says, Raven, I couldn't deal with more than one person or more than one relationship at a time. Same. I think we're all in agreement there so far. And Raven says nothing. Ha ha ha. I don't know what that.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a tough pill to swallow. And it takes a special person to be able to be in the open relationship. And I remember a long time ago, I met this couple, and I was introduced to them by one of the couples, like the one partner. And I met him, he introduced me to his friend, to his partner, and I met them, and yeah, good times and stuff. But his partner, interestingly, not the one that I met first, but his partner was coming on very strongly and very kind person. Like, he was liking me a lot. And mind you, they've been together over 20 years. And he was liking me a lot more than I thought. Mm. So he wanted something more than just get together, have fun. And I had to explain it to him that this is not gonna happen because I don't want to come between this couple that's been together for 20 years and create an issue. And so even they had their rules and understandings and playing together, both person present and all those goodies. There was, if I would have stayed a little longer, that would have been a disaster. So the heart wants what the heart wants. If you open it up, and what if you meet a person that you're more compatible and more attracted to than your partner? And it happens. It happens because there's billions of people out there. And what if? What would you do? Would you retreat? Or would you break up with your current partner and move to the next one? And do you want to go through that? So I think that's where, at this point of my life, I'm like, no, thank you. One person is enough. Plus, come on, I've been like, when you're in a relationship, in a long-term relationship, you train the person, you get used to them, they're used to you. Now I have to get used to someone else. Oh my God, there is no way in hell I could do that.
Seriously. And I'm just so grateful for you, Alan, for our
I feel
partnership
the
and
same, honey. Thank you.
our both of us being able to be on the same page. And speaking of gratefulness and gratitude, you can always go over to the gratitude board on 12listen.com. That's the sister site to 12radio.com. And you can put in what you're grateful for, whether it's already happened or whether it's something that you're working to manifest. Put it in present tense, put it up on the gratitude board. It's free. And all of us advisors put our attention and prayers on what is posted there to energize it and to bring more of it. So please check that out over on 12listen.com. You can also look for me over on 12listen.com for one-on-one support. And Alan, where can they find you?
I am at hairbyallen.com, and in LA, well, in LA area, I would be in Monrovia, and for friends, family, and referral by friends, I work from also from my place, which is located in Reseda. You can contact me and we can chat.
He has a really magical studio salon inside his condo, and it's all like the whole room is dedicated to the salon, and it makes you feel like you're a celebrity getting your hair done. So if you are in the Los Angeles area and you are looking for extraordinary hair services, Alan is your guy, and you can find out all of his information on his website, hairbyallen.com. All right, I believe that's it for tonight. Is there anything else that you want to leave the people with?
Well, thank you so much for just spending your time wherever you are, whoever you are, listening to our segment tonight. And it is really cool sharing some thoughts, listening to some ideas, and learning from each other every time. And I wish you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, we want to thank each and every one of you in the chat room that joined us live tonight. We also want to thank all of you that found your way to our on-demand archives that are listening on demand. It is a pleasure and an honor to join you weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you next week.